We are actually leaving. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Remember this?
We will help you build a peaceful and representative government. And then our military forces will leave.
That was April 10th, 2003. I wasn't really sure we would actually leave. At one point, President Bush said we might have to stay 50 years. Senator McCain said 100. President Obama moved his own deadline. But as CBS's Jim Axelrod reported this week, the number of U.S. bases in Iraq, which was once over 500, is down to 5. And the troops, which once numbered 170,000.
There's fewer than 8,000 troops here. That number gets smaller every day. All U.S. troops will be gone by the end of the month.
For the families of the 4,500 U.S. soldiers who died and the families of the Iraqi bystanders who died, the war never quite ends. But the bottom line is, we're really getting out. We're going to keep our word. We'll leave behind a big embassy, and I assume it'll be bristling with spies. Did I say spies? I think I probably meant information specialists. But we also leave behind vastly improved water, sewer, and electrical systems, 3 cell phone carriers with 23 million customers, and a sort of political system. A lot of Americans, including me, thought this war was a mistake. But because we at least tried to rebuild the place, and because we're keeping our word and leaving all those military bases, we send a pretty powerful message that we don't want to be occupiers. No need to come after us with the pepper spray. When a nation asks us to leave, we clean up, and eventually, we get out. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.